just to repeat this, in case you just found us here, this whole thing is, we want to fight for this generation. We want to fight for wounded believers, my wife and I, my family, for those who have been misled or being misled about life and about God, and to keep those who are falling through the cracks of society, to encourage you as believers to help any group or person that comes to mind as I say those sort of things, because it really does get very difficult out there as the world just seems to set up all these traps. And so we do a challenge every Monday, and here's the challenge. This one's pretty heavy. This can be for mostly for believers who sort of have withdrawn from what God's asking them to do right now. And the challenge is this. Are you available? Are you a person right now who serves someone or who is showing love to a group or to a community as a lifelong family connector? I mean, they know you're there forever. In other words, if you were not involved in this particular person's life or this group's life, what would they miss? Would it be that they would miss the love and the leadership and the truth and the generosity? Or would it be they miss someone that they can just come to and kind of dump things on and feel okay about themselves? So if you are someone listening and you are actually missing that father figure or that family connector in your life, look around. God has put someone in your path. You know already, even as I say that, who it is. And I know it's hard. I've been there, but they're waiting on you. And you've got to reach out to them. They may not even know that they are that connector with God for you. So it's from 1 John 1:3. Are you a lifelong family connector, sharing love and leadership? Love like a child and leadership like Christ. Verse 1, see how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children. And that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world and don't recognize that we're God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us that we will be like when Christ, what we'll be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows, love shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. And there's a part in there about Christ taking away our sins and fulfilling the law. So people are craving spiritual leadership and a love that's non-judgmental. I know growing up, my dad showed me great love. And my mom did. And I was the one who chose to move away from that. But that great love from them was always waiting and willing to be there. Flawed as it was, yes. But having a father as a family connector really did and can change the trajectory of a child and a generation's life. And oh, how heartbreaking it is that there are so many moms and dads missing in children's lives today. So let me ask and challenge you again. Are you spending time creating lifelong family connections? If you were not there for that certain person or certain group or certain people, what would they miss about you? This could be maybe the most important journey discussion of your life, because John says what they would miss right out the gate. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children. And that is what we are. So if you get on this journey, it becomes so meaningful if we just ask that hard question right out front. What would people miss if you weren't there? You know, I've always said this about a business when they're asking about the charitable practices and what they should give up and what they should keep doing. I ask the question, would it be missed in the community if you quit giving to that charity or quit helping that charity? If the answer is yes, it would be missed, of course, then you keep doing it. If the answer is, well, probably not, then it's time to move on. And the point of all this is here. If we soak up the great love of God as our Father, like my son does every day, then here's the second challenge, I guess. What kind of motivation, what kind of life decisions would be altered today? What would you change today? See, the problem is that, we've seen earthly fathers, they're flawed. I mean, I am. My wife's shaking her head. Even if you had a great family connector, our behavior can be learned and motivated by some grave insecurities because we don't think God as our Father is consistent and stable and reliable and worthy of our trust. And so how would you change what you do daily in the community or with friends if you just really soaked up and trusted His love like a little two-year-old does with their own father? And that's what makes this challenge so heavy, because verse 3 says this, "And all who have the eager expectation," that is, to see God connecting all the dots, to see the Father connecting all the dots in life, "all those who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure." And the only way to keep ourselves pure is to keep our eyes off of ourselves and to keep them on Him who is pure, so that we can see clearly, we can act confidently, and that we can be eager to be family connectors for those who know God's love, show God's love. It comes in these verses. Listen, anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. And another verse says, when people do what is right, it, or love, shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. So how different would your life look right now, your next decisions this week, if we just really knew how much God loves us, even enough to call us children? Can we love like the naivety of children and lead with the strength of Christ? Yes, we can. God bless you. I hope that helps.